And hello again, and welcome to Behind Bonaventure, our series talking about St. Bonaventure Athletics and some other, obviously, important things going on around campus. Today, it's a special day for Bonaventure Athletics. It's Hall of Fame weekend, so we've had some ceremonies. Players are going to be introduced and at halftime, but again, we look back on some very, not only great athletes, but some great students who have done great things after their days at Bonaventure. Bob Beretta is with us, the athletic director here. And Bob, I know that you've got a bunch of information on these players, but I remember Randy Moley, especially, and Caswell Cyrus, obviously, from doing basketball. But again, some great representatives of St. Bonaventure going into the hall today.
Yeah, it's a very special day, Gary. And I always talk about this at the induction ceremonies, as I did earlier today. And there's no more special day on a campus than when you talk about inducting a Hall of Fame class, right? We talk about excellence and celebrating excellence, and there's no greater display of excellence than a class that you're going to induct and enshrine into your Athletics Hall of Fame. And today is no different. We have six amazing athletes in Bonaventure lore. You mentioned Kaz Cyrus in basketball, couldn't join us here today, but certainly here and inducted nonetheless. Kerry Kahar, well, women's cross-country runner, was just outstanding, really set the gold standard there. We talk about Kaz, you know, he was integral in some championship teams here in the 98, the 2000 teams, right. And he still ranks, you know, I think one of only 26 players to record over 1,000 career points and 500 career rebounds. So his name is certainly very familiar to Bona basketball fans. Kerry, she set the gold standard in running, really the top runner on either the men's side or the women's side in Atlantic 10 competition in the history of our school. Just an incredible athlete. Then you have James Martin, a swimmer, and James Martin was integral to two Atlantic 10 championship teams that St. Bonaventure recorded here back in the 2013-2014 timeframe. So an outstanding freestyle swimmer and someone who, again, just talk about excellence. James Martin epitomized excellence in the pool. You touched on Randy, and Randy, yeah. Boy, it's hard to imagine any better seasons than from a baseball player than Randy put forth. You know, his top season, he batted .406 back in 2008. He actually was very integral in that championship team that went to the championship game back in 2006, had a .360 batting average that year, and ranks amongst the top 10 in almost every offensive category. He put together just an incredible career here in the brown and white. And as a former baseball player, I have great appreciation for Randy and what he accomplished here for Coach Sudbrook. Chris Post, what an amazing tennis career he put forth here at St. Bonaventure. You know, when you start looking back at the records and you wonder, why did it take so long for some of these student athletes to get inducted? And Chris Post is certainly one of those. He was a three-time team captain, but he's a three-time first-team Atlantic 10 All-Star. And that's pretty incredible when you think about that. He was also, just won the Atlantic 10 Sporting Award in 2009, but a three-time first-team All-Atlantic 10 selection in tennis. I don't think you need to say much more to grasp the excellence that he put forth. And then Christine Hanley, someone who actually selected a year ago and deferred her induction until this year in women's lacrosse, and really one of the most decorated athletes in our history across the spectrum of any of our sports. She's a four-time Atlantic 10 All-Conference selection. She still ranks third amongst points. Total points, 195 in her career, and graduated in 2011. Just an amazing athlete, incredible achievements, high academic performer as well, and someone that really thrilled to honor here today. So, you know, we moved Hall of Fame weekend from reunion weekend to basketball season, and people continue to ask why. And I just felt like it was something I suggested to our staff, and I wanted to use a basketball game, which is our largest platform in athletics, to celebrate this excellence. And while we did it reunion weekend, I thought there was a very small segment of people that would come back and enjoy that. And here we're going to bring these folks out today at the court, over 4,000 people in the RC, and let their love wash over them in appreciation. So we just felt like it made sense to use basketball as a stage for this special day.
Yeah, and I know that they're going to enjoy every minute of it, the ones that are here. And I honestly can't get a higher honor from your school than to be named to a Hall of Fame, whether it be academic or athletic. It's a special day for them, their families, and for the Bona community.
I'm glad you mentioned their families, and that's something I talked about earlier today at the induction ceremony. And mentioned that it's a special day for the inductees, but it's a special day for those family members as well, because no one achieves at that level without a whole host of people helping them get there. And I want the family members and friends and all those that were critical and integral into the success of our Hall of Famers to enjoy this day as well, because they played a large part. And one thing I mentioned in my speech this morning, I said, as the Hall of Famers approach the lectern and they receive their plaques, they're taking a piece of every family member and friend with them, and they should feel part of this special day.
Yeah, and another thing, if they bring their children with them, then you might have some future student athletes.
Future Bonnie.
That they can recruit when they get to that age.
With really good genes.
With really good genes. All right. And obviously, this is a very exciting time of the season, because we're now getting towards the end of the winter sports, and you've got A-10 championships coming up, and swimming and diving, of course, basketball, the A-10 tournaments are coming up for both the men and the women, and you've got your spring sports underway. Baseball started yesterday on Friday. You've already got women's lacrosse going. Men's lacrosse will be going here shortly. Women's softball, as we said, the swimming and diving championships coming up. So this is almost every student athlete right now is in season. If not, they're training for next season, but a lot of them are playing their games now.
No question. We talked about this in our staff meeting earlier this month, that we're approaching the busiest season of the academic year. Really, all but two of our teams are either in their championship season or preparing to soon to start, and now they're basically in their championship seasons. We have that crossover. It's a tough time for administrators. We always talked about the winter crossover being very difficult from a timing. But as an athletic director, you're thrilled. You have so many of your student athletes pursuing their passion, so you have opportunities to watch them, whether it's online, on the road. There's excitement at the start of seasons, and certainly excitement at the back end of seasons. You mentioned the swimming team. Next weekend, they're headed to A-10 championships. And we feel like our men have a legitimate chance of winning that championship again than they did back in the mid-2010s, that years. We just talked about James Martin and those squads. And we feel like we're knocking on the door. We've been a solid second for many years, but we feel like we're closing the gap. And our women have made incredible strides this year, too. You look at the times, and you can't help but get excited for what that might reveal here next weekend at the A-10 championships. And yeah, we have, coming down the stretch of basketball season, every game matters all season, but now you start looking at the scoreboard a lot more closely. You look at the standings, where we can position ourselves to best make a run in March, playing our best basketball on the men's and women's side. And I think, our women is such an incredible story from where they were a year ago.
Yes.
Six wins last year, four wins the year before. I think the last 3 years combined a total of 14 wins. And going into today, 14 wins on the season, needing two more wins to secure a winning record, which is an incredible achievement. And hopefully we can get ourselves out of that first round and then position ourselves to make a run. We played Richmond, earlier this week and led Richmond 32-30 at the half, really fought through the third quarter and then kind of got tired a little bit. We have some injuries and maybe some depth issues right now due to those injuries and ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. But I think we've proven that we can play with anybody in the conference, and really exciting. And we know what the men are capable. We've seen it in flashes all year. They've struggled to put 40 minutes together, but I think we're going to be a really dangerous team. And if we can just avoid that first round, we're going to have a real chance to make a run here in March at the A-10 championships in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You want to be the team that no one wants to play. And hopefully that's, see that coming together here in the final weeks of the season.
Yeah. And, and we talk about spring sports. They're in full bore. Softball started last weekend, so then their second weekend this weekend. Baseball starts off yesterday at Asheville, and they'll start rolling now. Men's and women's across both started last weekend. So really an exciting time around St. Bonaventure Athletics. And, I think we're a program on the rise. We had several new coaches, so there's some rebuilding going on. Mm-hmm. I ask people for patience, because sometimes that generally takes 2 to 3 years to flip a program. And we're seeing that on the women's basketball side with Jim Crowley coming back. This is year three, 16 wins. So we have a lot of first-year coaches, and I think they're going to be working hard. But they also – we know we need to elevate, in each of those respective sports, and it might take some time to bring in even more talented student athletes than we have right now.
All right. With spring sports, we always say, or of course around here, you have to talk about the weather. unfortunately. And as we're talking here today, I'm watching the snow fly. But obviously, some things have to be changed, and not only for Bonaventure, but this whole area, high school. I mean, some of these schools the last couple of years only getting half of their games.
Yeah, that's
in. So it's something we talk about. But again, we talked earlier this year about the facilities improvements outside at the Amar Athletic Complex. I know there's a big plan, a big push towards expanding that complex in the coming years. So obviously there's some exciting things going on. If we can get Mother Nature to cooperate to make it look really nice out there instead of having the guy pushing snow off the field so they can practice.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, we invested in our university fitness center about a mile down the road, and our teams have been utilizing that, as you can imagine, this winter in full force. At one point this winter, during the week, we had over 260 student-athletes training in that building during the course of the week, and it's been incredibly valuable to us. Certainly, Mother Nature would help if she were a better partner right now. You talked about expanding. You know, we just received a major gift towards our track and field complex that we want to build out there. We're still actively fundraising for the Athletic Performance Center, which I believe will be transformational. And it's a need. It's not a want. It is a need. Our current strength and conditioning center is substandard. Honestly, I'm fearful from a health and safety standpoint. We have student athletes that are training sometimes in the hallways, and that will impact all 400 of our student athletes, all 20 of our intercollegiate athletic programs, 21 when you count women's golf, which will come online this spring. So we are actively fundraising for both of those. And, you know, we need the weather to cooperate because we are still in the midst of putting our infield turf into baseball. You know, we ripped up the turf in November and then the weather turned. So right now we're prepared to host our first series at home March 21st against St. Louis, but we're making backup plans in case we're unable to host that series here. So hopefully the weather will turn. I saw the forecast in the 40s next week, so hopefully it's headed towards a better trajectory than what we've experienced the past several weeks.
All right, a couple of things that are coming up, and you mentioned the fundraising and getting these going, but you've got two big days coming up for the campus. You've got Bonaventure Giving Day on February 24th, and that's for the entire school. Get some extra money to get some things done, get some things funded, get some improvements done. And, of course, athletics, on a split on that, you have a special athletics giving day coming up in April.
We do. And the university giving day, it's critical to the Bonaventure Fund. It helps fund unfunded scholarships for students and in so many other areas. I like to call them margin of excellence projects, and that's what our athletics giving day is so critical to us. That's April 16th, and we welcome any size gift. No gift is too small, and certainly no gift is too large. And we're talking about participation, how important it is to just participate at some level. And we put an emphasis on that last year with our student athletes, whereas it hadn't been done previously. And last year we had over 50% participation from zero, basically, from almost less than 1% to 50%. Over 50% last year. But it's critical to us. It helps, allows us to operate in a way that we can compete for championships and then chase those margin of excellence projects, such as the things that we've talked about. When you walk around the RC and you've seen a lot of work that we've done, whether it's flooring and lighting and branding, and we continue to do those things. There's things that look, the RC looks different today than it did in our last home game for the men on January 31st. And hopefully it'll look different the next time folks come in on March 7th. We continue to do work, but the only way we can do that is through, you know, the funding of our Bona Nation, of our supporters, and it really is integral to our success. And we want to continue to push and grow. You know, I'm not one to be satisfied with complacency or mediocrity, and I just, every place I look, I feel like we can improve. You know, we can improve every day. That minor league baseball mentality, if we can improve things 1% every day, you look back after a week, a month, a year, and you've really moved the needle. And I think that's what our staff is focused on, candidly, whether that's programming, whether that's facility work, or whether that's the student-athlete experience. But it all starts with funding. We always talk about resources, and, you know, resources, you know, plans without resources are nothing but a dream. So we need to have those resources to make our vision become reality.
Yeah, and we just want to mention the fact that people listening to this You can go to GoBonnies.com and get all the information on the Athletics Giving Day and also St. Bonaventure Giving Day as well. So once again, we hope that you will take the time to read it and also take the time to hit the Donate Now button. there will be the link to the donation.
Absolutely. So important to us. And I want to thank folks in advance and for their support in the past, because we've had a long history of Bono support, whether it's through Six Man for basketball or the BAF. And now this Giving Day is really just a recent origination in the past several years, and it is becoming extremely important. So I am grateful. I'm grateful for the support of Bono Nation. I'm grateful for the support of our fans that have come through the turnstiles of the RC this year. And I'm very grateful for those that would consider using Giving Day is an opportunity to help support our student athletes. And so thank you in advance, and thank you to all that are listening that have what you've done to help support our athletic program over the years.
All right, a couple of things coming up with men's basketball. Now one today, the Colton RV pregame party, of course, is passed, but you've got one more coming. But you've got a special weekend for the final weekend when basketball wraps up the regular season, kind of a fans day coming up here in March.
Yeah, and really credit our staff, Seth Johnson and his team, Logan Moore, just continually looking at ways how we can engage. And you mentioned the tailgate series, and we just enjoyed our second iteration of that today. And we'll have our last one on March 7th. And March 7th will be part of Wolfpack Weekend. It's a new event that we've put together, and we're trying to bring people back to campus. And CJ Pierce in our development office, our staff, has done a great job this year in trying to come up with new initiatives to engage. And one of them is the Varsity B Club. So any former Bono student athlete can join the Varsity B Club at no cost. And it's an engagement opportunity. There's a small gift that'll be involved with that we are giving to the members. Of course, we're always hoping to engage and have members want to give back to a place that meant so much to them. But really just an opportunity to get back together with former student athletes, maybe teammates, classmates, floor mates that were different athletes, those kinds of things. And so we're inviting them all back on March 7th as part of Wolfpack Weekend. We're really big on engagement opportunities, and we had four really big ones this year. We started early on in November. Mm-hmm. We started with the Stiff Family Celebration, and then we had the Women's Basketball Weekend Celebration, which was so much fun to honor that group. And then we had Glenn Hagan's jersey that we retired, and then Hall of Fame weekend this weekend. So we'll end it with Wolfpack Weekend on March 7th. We will have a tailgate series edition over at the Richter Center, our final one of the year. And we just hope to bring as many people back to celebrate Bond Athletics, celebrate your own time here, and really celebrate our current student athletes around the basketball game. And hopefully it's a time that we're going to bring people back that haven't been back in many years. And maybe we're bringing people back that come back every game. Mm-hmm. But it's an opportunity to engage, interact, and really be part of the St. Bonaventure Athletics family. For those that maybe have drifted, and I was one of those. I had drifted for many years only because I was focused, a long ways from here over down at West Point for so many years. And I wasn't as connected with the Bonaventure athletic program as looking back as I should have been. So maybe if we had the Varsity B Club, I would have been more engaged and connected. And so now we have this pathway to do that.
All right. And again, always looking for ideas and, just suggestions on how to do things. And obviously they can get a hold of you or anybody in the staff, and they'll take a look at some of those ideas or suggestions.
Yeah, we're really big on collaboration, and we're listening to every suggestion, every email, every text. If people want to, there's so many ways they stop in and talk to us. In fact, we started basketball ideation meetings back in December, and we brought our staff together and some other agencies on campus to think big. Let's get together and share ideas, whether that's something in the arena, something physical, a game day, parking, whatever it might be. And we've talked about some really big thoughts and ideas. We're going to have a second meeting here next week, and then at the end of March. And we're going to talk about the end of March. What can we do? What can we do to make the RC more appealing, to make our game days more appealing for our students to come out, to make it easier, whether it's physical enhancements to the RC, game day strategies. So everything in between. So to your point, Gary, every idea is welcome. And I'm happy to receive suggestions at any point in time, and I can only guarantee that we'll consider them, and if it makes sense, we'll implement them. And so we're looking to get better every day, and no pride in authorship. If great ideas come from many different corners, and if there's something that we can implement to make the experience better for our guests and for our student athletes, we're going to pursue that every way that we can.
All right, Bob, once again, always a pleasure to talk Bonaventure, and a lot of exciting things coming. And I know that as we get to the end of the fall season, the spring sports will get, we've got the optimism of what's going on here at Bonaventure. So once again, thanks.
Always a pleasure, Gary. Thank you.